American girls are more educated, socially connected, and empowered than ever. But many girls in developing countries still struggle for an opportunity to go to school, see a doctor, and be included in their communities. A new campaign is trying to help change that. It's called Girl Up, and Betsy Cribb was one of more than 300 girls who came to New York City to help kick it off.
It's a For Girls, By Girls campaign, and it uses American girls' resources and energy to raise awareness for girls in developing countries and really give them a voice because they don't have the opportunity to speak for themselves.
The campaign is sponsored by the United Nations Foundation, a charity that supports UN causes. Its spokeswoman, Elizabeth Gore, says Girl Up is off to an exciting start.
I would describe it as walking into a room with the most passionate young girls from all economic backgrounds, all ethnic backgrounds, working together and really learning about girls globally from Malawi to Ethiopia to Guatemala to Liberia. Not only did they really want to understand the statistics, like 1 in 4 girls unfortunately experience violence before they're 18, or 1 in 7 girls are married in developing countries before the age of 15. They were just so blown away by that. But they really wanted to know stories about these girls. They wanted to understand, are they like them? Do they like boys? Are they going to school?
Now back at home, the girls who attended the kickoff are spreading the word about the campaign. Betsy Cribb, a senior at a girls' school in Charleston, South Carolina, is writing a blog and making presentations.
What I plan to do is take the Girl Up campaign to schools around Charleston and raise awareness and raise funds. I'm actually speaking to my church youth group about the Girl Up campaign this Sunday, and then I'm going to my former middle school to talk to them in a few weeks.
Girl Up also has global advocates like Queen Rania of Jordan and MTV executive Judy McGrath, and celebrity supporters, including fashion photographer Nigel Barker, teen actress Victoria Justice, and singer-songwriter Crystal Bowersox.
We want to lift young women up and give them the resources they need to live productive, good lives.
As she travels around the country with the campaign, Bowersox talks about giving girls in developing countries a high five. She's not talking about the hand-to-hand slap of greeting.
What that is to take 5 minutes and to learn about the issues that are impacting these young women in these nations that we're focusing on. And once you learn about these things and what these girls go through every day, you can share what you've learned with 5 friends. And those 5 friends tell 5 friends, the numbers can grow exponentially. And then if every one of those people that you tell donates $5, it can provide school supplies for more than 100 girls in a country like Malawi. It can also help to provide for building supplies to transform a one-room health clinic into a fully operating health center. Or it can put up a billboard in Malawi that will ask for the end of childhood marriage.
While the campaign is designed to benefit girls in developing countries, UNF's Elizabeth Gore says it also helps American girls explore their potential and become leaders.
I truly believe that you don't have to be a head of state or a diplomat to be a global leader. And frankly, you can be a global leader at 13 years old. We have a advisory board of teen girls. I truly believe that you don't have to be a head of state or a diplomat to be a global leader. And frankly, you can be a global leader at 13 years old. We have a advisory board of teen girls, and there's 18 of them. They're from all over the country, and they are truly telling us how to run this campaign. And I believe because of them, we will succeed.
Gore says the Girl Up campaign is a chance for American girls to step up, save lives, and bring about global change. For more details, visit girlup.org. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.